This is Radio Nepal. I am Sonika Lamisani with the news headlines. First, Bhai Tika being marked today, receiving Tika from sisters to their brothers. Bal Gopaleswar Temple in Rani Pokhari opened for the public today after 5 years. Snowfall affects normal life in Dolpa and Johnson & Johnson unit to start Phase 3 COVID vaccine trial in UK. Now the news in detail. The most important day of Tihar, the festival of lights, is being marked today by receiving Tika from sisters. Sisters throughout the country offer Tika to their brothers, wishing them happiness, long life and prosperity on the occasion of Bhai Tika. On this day of the Tihar festival, brothers who have sisters are seated at a special anointed place around which a trail of mustard oil is drawn. The sisters then offer their brothers Tika and garlands of Dubo and Makhmali. Those who have no brothers and sisters, as well as people in general, also visit the temple at the center of Rani Pokhari in the capital and offer worship and receive Tika. The temple opens to the public only on this day of the year. On the occasion of Bhai Tika, President Vidyadev Bhandari has expressed her belief that the Tihar festival would help further strengthen national unity among all Nepalese by deepening mutual harmony, tolerance and brotherhood. In a message of best wishes, President Bhandari wished for happiness, peace, prosperity and long life of Nepalese living at home and abroad. The President urged all Nepalese to celebrate all festivals of this year considering the health security of all family members, their own and society due to COVID-19 pandemic. President Bhandari also expressed the belief that our cultural tradition of celebrating Tihar festival would further strengthen mutual harmony among sisters and brothers and the culture of Deusi and Bhailo would increase social unity. Likewise, Prime Minister K.P. Sharma Oli has extended best wishes to Nepalese living in the country and abroad on the occasion of Bhai Tika. Wishing on the occasion, Prime Minister Oli urged the people to follow precaution as family and social interactions are intense during the festivals. Similarly, Nepali Congress President Sher Bahadur Deuba has urged one and all to celebrate festivals by fully adhering to the health safety protocols amidst the global coronavirus pandemic. In a message of best wishes delivered on the occasion of Bhai Tika and Nepal Sambat New Year 1141, he urged the citizens themselves to remain courteous and conscious to mitigate increase in infection because of government's apathy to prevent and control it. Likewise, Deuba in his message said Nepal Sambat is considered the history of reawakening period of Nepal's language, literature, art and culture and a live heritage of our culture. President Vidyadev Bhandari has expressed her confidence that the Nepal Sambat may inspire all to move ahead for progress and prosperity with selfless feelings. In a message of best wishes on the occasion of the Nepal Sambat 1141 today, President Bhandari stated that the festival would create mutual harmony, tolerance and brotherhood among all Nepalese and strengthen national unity. She also urged all to follow the health protocol while observing the new year of Nepal Sambat in this hour of the coronavirus pandemic. Nepal Sambat is the lunar calendar which began on 20 October 879 AD, initiated by national luminary Shankhadhar Sakwa. The Bal Gopaleswar Temple lies at the center of historic Rani Pokhari in Kathmandu, would remain open for the public from 5 a.m. to 5 p.m. today on the day of Bhai Tika. The temple draws a large number of people without brothers and sisters to receive Tika on the day of Bhai Tika. The Kathmandu Metropolitan City and National Reconstruction Authority had coordinated the opening to fall in the same day as Bhai Tika. The temple destroyed in the 2015 earthquake has been reconstructed and was recently inaugurated by President Vidyadev Bhandari. Chief of the Department of Environment in Kathmandu Metropolitan City, Hari Kumar Shrestha, said that security arrangements have been put in place in the temple and it has been decorated with flowers and colorful lights. The devotees could worship in the temple while people without brothers and sisters could put Tika in the temple for the first time since the Gorkha earthquake. One person has died from coronavirus infection in Kanchanpur today. District Health Office Baki's corona focal person Naresh Shrestha said a 74-year-old man died of coronavirus infection today while undergoing treatment at a very hospital, Nepalganj. Snowfall coupled with the rain in Dolpa district since today morning has severely affected normal life. Ward chair of Sefok Sundar Rural Municipality Nima Lama said up to 2 inches of snow blanketed places Sefok Sundar, Dolpa Buddha, Fok Sundar, Saldang, Do, Tinche, Charka, Balangra, Kamara and Mukut have witnessed snowfall. Similarly, rain occurred at Sahardhara, Dunai, Jufal, Raha, Tripurakot, Fahada, Kaigau, Rimi, Narku, Lion and Leku. According to Meteorological Forecasting Division, the weather will remain generally cloudy in most of the places of the country due to influence of the westerly wind. According to the division, the weather would remain partly to generally cloudy throughout the country. Light to moderate rain with thunder and lightning is likely to occur at some places of the Bagmati province, Gandaki province, Lumini province, Karnali province and province 7. Chances of a light to moderate snowfall at some places of the high mountainous region. This news comes to you from Radio Nepal. On to some international updates now. A coronavirus vaccine from a unit of Johnson & Johnson is said to move to the third phase of clinical trials in the UK on Monday that will test the safety and effectiveness of this shot. The testing round by Janssen Pharmaceutical Companies will include 6,000 volunteers and take place across 17 sites, according to a statement. The vaccine is the third candidate to be tested in the UK alongside one from an AstraZeneca in partnership with the University of Oxford and another from Novavax Inc. Ethiopian forces have liberated a town in the northern Tigray region, the government's emergency task force said late on Sunday, accusing local leaders of taking 10,000 prisoners from the town as they fled. Tigray forces fired rockets into neighboring Eritrea on Saturday, escalating a 13-day conflict which has killed hundreds on both sides and threatens to destabilize other parts of Ethiopia and the Horn of Africa. There was no immediate comment from Tigray's leaders on the events in Alamata, a town near the border with Amhara region, state about 120 km from Tigray's capital, Mekele. With this, we have nearly come to the end of this news bulletin, but before wrapping up the headlines once again. Bhai Tika being marked today receiving Tika from sisters to their brothers. Balgopaleswar Temple in Rani Pokhari opened for the public today after 5 years. Snowfall affects normal life in Dolpa and Johnson & Johnson unit to start phase 3 COVID vaccine trial in UK. Well, that's the end of this news bulletin for this hour. Our next bulletin in English will be at 8 in the evening. Please also log on to our website www.onlineradionepal.gov.np for more news and online programs. Till then, stay tuned and have a good day.